Good morning, my darling. Darling? Darling? Where? Oh, he better not have tried to escape again. Where are you? Where the fuck are you? There's his scent. Oh, I've got you now, you... Darling? You made breakfast for me? Baby. Oh, by the heavens. This is so sweet. Have you finally come to accept my love? You haven't. But why not? I haven't hurt you. I'm always so sweet to you. I haven't even made at you yet. Even though I really want to. Because I value your consent. You have no idea how hard it is for me to hold myself back from ripping off those clothes and riding you like you were a bucking bronco. Huh? Honey, you do see your friends. They come to the shrine every day to pray for your safe return. Of course they can't see you. You're here in the spirit realm. The only ones that would be able to see you are those with spiritual power. And even then, it doesn't mean that they could hear you. Honestly, it all depends on the strength of their spiritual powers. Thank goodness the priest at my shrine doesn't have any. Though his faith is strong, he does not carry that gift, which is good for us. Yes, it's good for us. If they had enough power, someone might try to steal you away from me. And you are mine. All mine. Now tell me, if you haven't yet accepted my feelings, why did you make me breakfast? Because you were bored? That hurts my feelings. Darling, how could you be so hurtful? Hey, wait, don't go. No matter what I do, I can't get him to accept that he loves me. I know he loves me. I know it. Well, let's see what he made me. An omelet. But what's that inside of it? Oh, wait. I know this scent. Oh, this meat. It's rabbit. He hunted a rabbit and cooked it for me. Oh, he does love me. This is proof. He may speak without love, but his actions say otherwise. Ah, oh, it's so tasty. Oh, I can't believe he went to all this trouble for me. Oh, that man is simply wonderful. But I can't finish eating knowing he hasn't had anything. I should... Wait. What's that? Oh, my love. He's crying. Oh, no. I'm coming, baby. Honey, what's wrong, sweetheart? Shh. It's okay. It's okay. Your beloved is here. Don't back away from me. Good boy. That's it. Yes. Come into my arms. Tell your beloved what's wrong. I'll make it all better. What? You got a call from your family. Why would that make you cry? What? Your mother heard your voice. I had never imagined she could... What did you tell her? Help? Help? You asked for help? How dare you? Why would you ask for help when you are the one who wanted to marry me? Why do you continue to hurt me when all I want is to love you? To be accepted by you? Why are all you humans the fucking same? Oh, she's a nine-tailed fox. She's a demon. Kill her. Destroy her. She'll destroy the world. I'm not a fucking demon. All I want is to be loved. This world fucking hates me, and all I want is someone to love. Just one. And that's you. You are the one I want. You showed me how much you loved me that day. The first of any mortal to show me real affection. Is it so wrong? Is it so wrong to want love? Centuries upon centuries of hatred towards me just because of how I look. I never asked to be a nine-tailed fox. What? How are nine-tailed foxes born? That's right. Humans wouldn't know that, would they? It's simple. Kitsune spirits can give birth to nine-tailed foxes if that child has powerful spiritual energy. Do you know what my parents did? They abandoned me. Tossed me away like trash, out of fear. I was picked up by the old priest of this shrine so very long ago. He took care of me, raised me, and in turn I became the spirit of the shrine. As time passed, he grew old and died, as all humans do, leaving me all alone once again. I've spent so long being hated by both spirits and humans. I've known so much hatred, I am surprised I haven't turned into a demon at this point. All I want is to be loved and accepted. I've spent centuries granting people their wishes. Why can't I have my wish come true? Am I truly not allowed to be happy? And why? Is it because I am the mistake my parents believe me to be? I've endured centuries of loneliness and hatred, and yet I cannot help but care about humanity. My greatest wish is to be loved. Loved by no one but you. You showed me such kindness, even defending me against those that would hurt me. That's when I knew. Oh, I knew you were sent to me by the heavens. I finally felt that for the first time in so long, I wasn't going to be all alone. Even if the rest of the world hated and vilified me, it wouldn't matter. You and your love for me would bandage my wounds and heal my broken heart. If we are together, everything will be all right. Yes. The warmth of your chest against my face. The sound of your beautiful heartbeat. Oh, so long as I have you, I know I can weather any storm. Let humanity and divinity scorn me. With you by my side, I will never be sad or lonely. Not truly. Those stuffy old legends can tell whatever lies they want. It wouldn't matter. My life will be filled with utter bliss. Oh, your eyes. Those soulful eyes of yours. They're the most breathtakingly beautiful eyes in all of existence. Darling, please, pet my tails while I hold you. Oh, please, let me be at least a little vulnerable here, in my mate's arms. Pet my tails. Oh, yes, oh, your hands feel amazing. Yeah. Your heart is racing. Do you like my warm breasts pressed against you as I hold you? Does the softness of my fur turn you on? Oh, you dirty boy. Wait. Are you seriously blushing? I am sorry. It's just too funny. Your face is so red. Oh, you are so cute. I love you. I truly love you. Here, let me wrap my tails around you. There we go. What was that? No, I can't die of old age. And my body stops aging after 21 years. Why do you ask? You wanted to make sure that we would always be together. Oh, darling, it's okay. Don't worry, I'll always be here. There's only one way to kill a nine-tailed fox such as myself. Oh, well, I would have to be struck down by a spiritual being or an exorcist. Yes, exorcists. I know it seems strange, but there are specific spells. Not just against me, but against spirits in general. Ways to purify them and the like. But this is such a morbid topic. And there are much more important things to think about. Like my tails. Be embraced by my softness. Not that you have a choice. Oh, this is better than I had ever imagined. You are the first bright star in my life after all that time alone. But now, It's finally over. So, I will no longer speak of those dark days from here on out. In your arms, in your presence, I am finally in the light. Here and happy. Darling, you're holding me. You're actually holding me. Oh, darling, I knew you left me. Nestle, nestle. Yes, I did just say nestle, nestle. Do you have a problem with that? If so, I'll have to punish you for your disrespect. Maybe I'll just nip those cute ears of yours a bit. Ooh, or better yet, I can nip your neck and mark you. I'm getting wet for you again. Having your scent this close? Mary. 2 weeks, and haven't even made it. Why, it's a crime against nature itself. And we don't want to be criminals, do we? Come on, let me just undo these pants of yours. Don't you want to explore my body? I'm sure you've watched those shows. All those anime. I know you've always wanted to bend a fox girl over. Well, here I am, ready and willing. Come and ravage me, darling. Make me scream and moan with pleasure. Make me dig my claws into the floor and roll my eyes back into my head. By the gods, I want you so badly. I want you with every fiber of my being. No one may have me but you. Now let's... Wait. That scent. This spiritual pressure. An exorcist.